Today's Shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Samach Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Dalad Amid Beis at the Mishnah in the middle of the Amid. It says the Mishnah, Oyla Sa'if Ketzad. How was the Oyla Sa'if brought? Ketzad Nasis. Ola L'Keves. The Kohen went up the ramp. U'pona L'Sa'iviv. And from the Keves he goes on to the ledge. Bola Kendramis Mizrachis. And he approaches the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, which, as we discussed in previous Shurim, is the corner which is closest to the Mizbeach, and to the Beis Hadeshen. And as we learned, the various parts of the carbon have to be thrown there. So we want to make, and it's not easy to throw these parts of the carbon because they're very light. So that's why we made it. The carbon is brought on the corner, which is closest to the Beis Hadeshen. And he pierced the back of the neck. And we know that whenever Shechita takes place, there has to be cutting the two simonim, the kana and the veishit. The kana is the windpipe. The veishit is the food pipe, the esophagus. You have to separate both of them from the body of the bird, umitza estomal ker mizbeach, and then they squeeze the blood of this bird onto the wall of the mizbeach. Unlike, as we will see, by the chatas oif, the main application of dam is accomplished through hazor by waving the bird and the blood touching the mizbeach. Here, by oil soif, there is no hazor. But there is mitzui hadam by pressing the neck of the animal against the mizbeach. That's how, against the wall of the mizbeach. That's how we have mitzui hadam. There are those that say the mitzui hadam is accomplished by pressing the animal and the blood comes out and then it pours on the wall of mizbeach. Again, mitzvah estam al keres bayach, notel es harosh, after the head of the bird was severed from the body of the bird, the hikif beis mlikosel mizbeach, the place where the cut was made, it was pushed next to the mizbeach, and that's where the blood, the head is pressed against the mizbeach, soif gai b'melech, after that they cover it with salt, the Zark al Gabi Ishim, and then that bird is thrown on the top of the Mizbeach. Bolo the Guf. Then you come to the body of the bird. The Hese is Amari, the Zefek, which is the crap, which is the place where in a bird the food goes into the Zefek, into the crap, and from there it goes into the Kurkovin, the gizzard, where it then digests. Vesanoitza are the feathers and the skin of the bird, and then you take out the innards of the bird, as we spoke a little earlier. They're parts of the carbon of this oil soif that are thrown on the Beis Hadeshen. These are all the parts that are thrown onto the Beis Hadeshen. Shisa oisai, they cut it in half by the wings, but they don't completely cut the bird into two, but vim hivdol, if in doing so the bird gets completely cut, if the bird gets completely cut, it's still kosher, because as long as mitzui hadam was done, that's what's most important. And again, here to soif gebemelech, we cover this part of the bird with salt. Saifka b'melech, we cover this part of the bird with salt, agave ishim, and that's put on the fire, zarkai, and we throw it onto the mizbeach, agave ishim, to be completely burnt. Continues the Mishnah. The Mishnah now, of course, will begin to discuss what is the halacha when all of the instructions that we just discussed are not necessarily followed. If the mire and noitzai were not removed, or with all the parts that were supposed to go with them. Or you didn't cover the head or the body of this bird with salt. As long as what you didn't do was after the squeezing of the blood, kshera. The halacha is that it's kosher. As we said a moment ago, the main thing that has to happen is that there was bitsu hadam, the blood was squeezed out. If you did not cut both simonim by carbon oila, then the carbon is pasul. Mitzvah stam erosh, if you squeezed out the blood of the head, however, like mitzvah dam aguf, you did not squeeze out the blood on the body, psula. Mitzvah dam aguf, but if you squeezed out the blood of the body of the bird, but you didn't squeeze out the blood and the head, then the halacha will be that's kshera, the carbon is kosher. Now, we know, as we spent much time in our Masechta, speaking about a machshava and a carbon, which is an improper machshava. And as we learned, we started the Masechta speaking about a machshava shloi lishma, and then we spoke about pigel. Actually, we spoke about two forms of pigel. One is shloi bezmanoi, to do something in the wrong time, and the other is shloi b'mekomei, to do something in the wrong place. The machshava of pigel is only possible to take place halachically by the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, uzrika. That's when we're bringing an animal. But when we're bringing a bird, it's during the malika. By the oil saif, you can make the carbon into pigel by malika and by mitzui, because those are the two avoiders that have to take place and do take place, and that's how the carbon could become pigel. By chatasoif, it's by malika, and by azaz hadam. By mincha, it could become pigel during the kmitza, during the kiddush kaimitz, which means when they put the kaimitz into kli sharetz, the halachas ha-kaimitz, taking the kaimitz to the mizbech, back to rasa, and when you put up to be burnt. The machshava of shloi b'zmanoi, shloi b'mekomei, means that you had a machshava to eat it, and the wrong to eat that what people are entitled to eat, the machshava was to eat it in the wrong time, in the wrong place, or something that belongs on the mizbeach, the machshava was to eat, put it on the mizbeach in the wrong time, or in the wrong place. A machshavas achila, any machshava of achila is only by a kazayis. The machshava, as we just said, has to be kedarka. If it was machshava shloi kedarka, that you had a mind to do something, to eat something which is not meant to be eaten, that is not necessarily going to make the carbon pigel. So says the Mishnah, if somebody meets a dhamma, if somebody did the mitzui hadam shloi lishma, or he did it with a combination of lishma and shloi lishma, or he did it with lishma first and then shloi lishma second, or he had a machshav shloi lishma first and then he had a machshav lishma, in all these cases, possible. Because as we learned in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, that when it comes to carbon chatos, that the machshav shloi lishma makes the carbon possible. And now our Mishnah teaches us that all these variations are considered shloi lishma. And the Brisker Rav has an interesting discussion. We began the Masechta by saying stoma lishma, that to be considered shloi lishma, you had to have a machshava shloi lishma. If you didn't have any specific machshava shloi lishma, the carbon is kosher, stoma lishma. But if you had a machshava shloi lishma, that takes away the stoma lishma, and it's considered as if the carbon was brought shloi lishma. That's one way of understanding. The other way of understanding is that stoma lishma means that if you designated a carbon, we assume that when you bring the carbon, your machshav is to do with it what it was intended for. And therefore, as long as you didn't do anything different, the carbon is kosher. What's going to be the nafkumina? What will be the halacha if somebody had a machshava shloi lishma, can it be corrected? If we learn that shloi lishma means that the carbon is automatically possible, can't be corrected. If it means that it's lacking the lishma, so now you corrected it by having lishma, and the carbon will be kosher. Oilus oif, if by somebody bring an oilus oif that you had in mind to be bringing for another carbon. So again, we go back to the first Mishnah of Amasechta, where we learned in that Mishnah that by other kabbanos besides Chatas and Pesach, if you bring it shloi lishma, the loch is kosher, el shloi olo lebalim l'shem chayva, you won't get credit for that carbon. And that's why in this case, when you brought the oil of shloi lishma to kseira, however, olvat shloi olo lebalim l'shem chayva, the owners don't get credit that they have fulfilled their obligation to bring the carbon that they had obligated themselves to bring. Echad chatas oif, echad oil soif. Both when we speak about the chatas oif or the oil soif, shemolka shemitza damim lechel dovish adaka le'achel, when you did malika or mitzi dam to eat something which is meant to be eaten, or lahakter dovish lahakter, or to burn something that's meant to be burnt. Of course, we're going to need to understand this because there is no achila, there's nothing put on the mizbeach by the chatas oif. If the intention was chutz mekaymai posel, that carbon becomes posel. And if you eat a kezayis from that carbon, you won't get karis, because for this case of chutz mekaymai, there is no karis. But if the machshav was chutz lozmanai, so not only is the carbon posel, but chayov nalav, now it's going to be a chiv of karis. Vach Yaakov amatik mitzvosa. Benad Mishnah teaches us a halacha that we learned many time, and that is that in order that you should, that it should be considered pigel, is that everything that's involved in doing this carbon was done properly. If not everything involved in doing the carbon was done properly, then that carbon cannot become pigel. And the Mishnah explains, so what does that mean? Molik b'shtika, the malik was done quietly, or mitzah dam, but the mitzah dam was done with a machshava chutz l'zmanoi, or malach chutz l'zmanoi. The malik was done with a machshava chutz l'zmanoi, or mitzah dam b'shtika, and the mitzah dam was done quietly. Or shemalak or mitzah dam, both the malika and the mitzah dam was done chutz l'zmanoi. These are all examples of karv hamatik mitzvasai. Everything that was supposed to be done with this carbon was done, and there was this machshava of pigel, and that's why the carbon is pigel. But, says the Mishnah, Ketzel, like karv hamatik mitzvasai, what is an example that it wasn't done properly? Molak, if the malika was done with a machshava chutz l'mekaymai, and then the mitzvah adam was done with a machshava chutz l'zmanai, or vice versa, the malik was done chutz l'zmanoi, and the mitzvah adam was done chutz l'mekaymai, or malak v'mitzvah chutz l'mekaymai. Both the malik and the mitzvah were done with a machshava chutz l'mekaymai. The chatas oif, when we speak about the chatas oif, where we just said that besides the machshava's pigel, there's also a new machshava that disqualifies the carbon, and that is shloi l'shma. And therefore, in this case, malka shloi l'shma, Umilik Adam Chutz Lazmanoi, or Molok Chutz Lazmanoi Mitzadam Shloi Lishma, or Shemolok Mitzadam Shloi Lishma. So the only disqualification in this carbon was not just the pigel machshava, and therefore, since it wasn't just a pigel machshava, that's considered Shloi Karva Matik Mitzvosai. And the observation to be made when saying this halacha is that when we think about a karmen chattas versus a karmen oila, we think that the halacha of a karmen chattas is stricter, because a karmen chattas, shloi l'shma, is possible. And by karmen oila, shloi l'shma is loy olo balm l'shem chayva, but it's not possible. But actually, here we have an example where the halacha is stricter by a karmen oila than by a karmen chattas. Because by karmen oila, if you had a machshav shloi l'shma, it really doesn't stop the pigel machshava for making the carbon pigel. Whereas here, such a machshava by chatos, it would have the ability to make it not be pigel. continues the Mishnah. If somebody had a machshav alecha kazayis bechutz, to eat a kazayis chutz l'mkoymai, kazayis l'mokra, another kazayis to eat chutz l'zmanai, or vice versa, kazayis l'mokhar, kazayis bechutz, or kachatzi zayis bechutz, kachatzi zayis l'mokhar, or kachatzi zayis l'mokhar, kachatzi zayis bechutz. In all these cases, posel vein by chorus, because it wasn't pure chutz l'zmanai. There was chutz l'zmanai together with chutz l'mekaymai. But here we have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who we had learned already earlier, whose opinion we had discussed earlier in Amasechta, and Daf Chavtes. Rabbi Yehuda says that klal. In machshavas zman kol machshavas amakayim. If first you had the machshavas zman chutz l'zmanai before the machshavas chutz l'mekaymai, then the carbon attains the status of pigol v'chayov and olav karis. However, machshavas amakim kodem l'chashavas azman, so that is not the full-fledged pigol, and therefore the halacha is posel v'en bekaris. V'chamayim, it doesn't make a difference which came first and which came second, and since it wasn't purely chutz l'zmanai, machshava will be posel v'en bekaris. As we recall on Daf Chavtes, we had a machlokes amoraim in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. If, when he says that we always follow the first machshava, what does that mean? If the first machshava was in one avoida, and the second machshava was in the second avoida, that's where Rabbi Yehuda clearly indicates, as we learned there and we learn here, we follow the first machshava. But if there's a situation where in one avoida, you had a combination of these two different machshavas, there was a machloikas aroyim, will Rabbi Yehuda still state his opinion? If there was a combination of to eat a chatzi zayis chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai, and to bring a chatzi kazayis chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai on the mizbeach, chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai, it's kosher. Because, as we've learned previously, she'ein achila v'aktar mitzdarfen, they can't combine Achila and Haktara. The Mishnah says, the Karen Ira and many Mefarshim ask on our Mishnah, how do we understand this last case? We learned, as we said earlier, Achatis Oif is ill, there's nothing burnt on the Mizbeach. It's eaten by the Kahanim. And therefore, if somebody has the mind to burn its meat, Chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai, there's no machshavas pigel because there's nothing meant to be eaten. And we said earlier in our shir, if it's not something meant to be eaten, it's not going to be pigel. When we speak about an oilus oif, the loch of an oilus oif is that it's entirely burnt under the zbeach and there's nothing eaten. So there can't be a machshava on the achila because there is no achila. So therefore, ask the Karen Ira, how could we have the case that the Mishnah just described, that there was a combination of chatzi zayis achila and a chatzi zayis haktara? By the chatzis oif, there is no haktara of any of the meat, and by the oilus oif, there's no achila of any of the meat. So Mechas Chinuch goes back to Gemara that we learned on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that says that achilas eish, putting something on a fire, is also considered achila. And therefore, if somebody intended to have his carbon eaten by fire, chutz l'zmanoi, that would be considered a situation where the carbon is pigel. Says the Mechas Chinuch that the halacha that we learn at the end of our Mishnah speaks about such a case where somebody intended to be makter a chatzi kazayis of the oil sa'aif and a half a kazayis burnt not chutz l'zmanoi, and also to have half of kazayis of it burnt not by the mizbeach's fire. Says the Mishnah that they don't combine because that's a case of achila when you put it on a regular fire and putting on the mizbech is akhtara, and achila and akhtara don't combine. Dar Sameach gives a different answer. He says the Mishnah speaking about a case who can't afford to buy a chattis behemoth, can't afford to buy an animal for karma chattis, and therefore he brings two birds instead. One bird is an oilus oif, and one bird is a chattis oif. Says the Evan Ezra, says Dar Sameach, that the reason he brings oil saif in addition to the chatas saif is because there's no amrim and a chatas haif. In other words, there's an obvious question that the Ibn Ezra is asking. Yes, the Torah is kind and says if you can't afford under certain circumstances, you can't afford the behemah, the animal for the chatas, bring a bird instead for the chatas. Very understandable. But why would the Torah suggest that you should also have to bring under those circumstances an oil saif? Says the Ibn Ezra. Because when you bring a behemah for carbon, you're going to chatas, you're going to put a murum on the mizbeach. But as we keep on saying, when you're going to bring a chatas oif, there's nothing put on the mizbeach. To achieve that there should be something put on the mizbeach, the Torah tells us to bring an oil saif. So therefore, says the Or Sameach, that the person who brings this pair of karbonis, the chatas oif and the oil saif, so these, the burning of the chat, of the oil saif is really part of the chatas saif, because you're only bringing the oil saif to finish or to complete what you were supposed to do with the chatas saif. So you would think, says the Mishnah, that therefore that's considered something that could combine. The halacha is that it doesn't combine. Says the Mishnah Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says in the pasuk, V'kriva kain el mizbech, u'malakas roish v'ikta el mizbech, u'nimtza domoi al kir ha mizbech. V'krivoi, says the Gemara, mat tamalayma, what do we learn from the word mat krivoi? L'fisha nemar, because the pasuk says, v'min oif oila kabana l'ashem, v'kri min atara u'mnei yoyna es kabanoi, so the pasuk doesn't have to say again that v'krivoi. El shiyachol shmesnadif oif layivchos mishnei paredim, that the halacha maybe is that if you donate an oil saif, you have to bring two birds, tamlaim v'krivoi, to teach us a filo preda achas yavi. You could bring one bird for oil saif. The pasuk continued, v'krivoi akoyr al mizbeach, v'al mizbeach ma tamalaimer. Why does the Torah use the word ma tamalaim akoyin? We understand it's brought to the mizbeach, but what does it have to say? A koyin, l'kroy v'loy koyin. That even though we know that shchita is kser b'zor, the halach is malika may only be done by the koyin. Shiyach v'loy dinhu. We can maybe make an argument. Uma ben soin. When we speak about a carbon oil from an animal, she kavaloy tzofen, that we know that the halach is the carbon can only be slaughtered in tzofen hamizbeach. The halacha is like kavalei koyin. You need not use a koyin for the shechita. So oif like kavalei tzofen. By oif that we learned, you could check it anywhere in the azara. Ain't a din shleik for a koyin. So certainly the koyin should not be necessary to use a koyin for the malika. Tamalaymer the kriva koyin mizbeach. The halacha comes to tell us lekvay like koyin that it has to be a koyin doing the malika. Yochel continues yimelkena b'sakin. The malika could be done with a knife. And again, maybe we could come to that conclusion, v'dinu, we could come to that conclusion logically. Or man, shchita shloi kavalei koyin. And when we speak about shchita, it doesn't have to be done by a koyin. Still, kavalei kli, it has to be done with a knife. Malika that we just learned, shekavalei koyin, that it must be done by a koyin. And it didn't shikvalei kli. The halacha should certainly require a knife to be done for the malika. Tamalaymer, V'kriva akoyin al mizbech malak, Amar Rekiva, why does the Torah say the word akoyin? Why do we have to say akoyin? Says Rekiva, chisal adatach, would one assume shazar karv l'gav mizbech, that Yisrael could bring it to the mizbech? Amat hamalayim akoyin, what is the Torah trying to accomplish by saying the word akoyin? Shetei amalika ba'atzmai shalkoyin, the malika has to be done through the fingernail of the koyin. It can't be learned, it can't be done with a knife. Yochol, yimelkena ben mamal ben mamata. The halacha is you could think that the malika could be done anywhere in the mizbeach. Tamalayim malikas roish v'ikta mizbecha. Mak tara b'roish mizbeach. When we burn something in the mizbeach, obviously it's burned on the top of the mizbeach. Af malika, so too when we speak about the malika, it has to be done on the top of the mizbeach. So, continues the Raisa, umalak, mimal ayrif, atayim mimal ayrif. You said we do the malika at the back of the neck. And elamin atzavim by the neck. For dinhu, we would think that the malika should be done by the neck. Because again, who nema kanu molak, for nema lahalan, when we speak a chatasoy for molak, ma lahalan, just like there the Torah says, mimola arif, the Torah says very clearly, molak es roishoy mimol arpoy, afkan, here too the malika has to be done, mimol arif. The Tosfos points out that even though we learned the halacha is that it could be done, it's supposed to be done on the top of the mizbeach. The oil seif is done on top of the mizbeach. The reason is because that's where the mitzui hadam is done, but that's not the same by the chata seif, and that's why there's separate psukim for the chata seif and for the oil seif. If we speak about the chata seif, when we sever, when we cut with the fingernail, we don't sever the head from the body. So too should be the halacha about oil seif. When we burn the parts, each part is burned separately. When we separate it, we have to separate both. There's a machlokes rishonim how far to take this. We're going to speak about this more. By the oif, we certainly have to sever both simonim. Does the halach by the chatas that we have to sever only one, or does it mean that we could sever both, but the halacha only requires one? Menayin shaktar suresh ba'atzmai, v'aguf ba'atzmai. How do we know that we burn each one of these things? How do we know that we burn each thing of these separately? Menayin shaktar suresh ba'atzmai, v'aguf ba'atzmai, shenemar, the pasuk says, v'shisa oysa b'knof v'lo yavda v'higdar oysa akayim ezbecha. Harek taras aguf amaro. So that talks about the Akaras Aguf. Hamani Mikayim, what do we learn from the Pasuk of Mal Sarosh Victor HaMizbecha? Hakatar Sarosh Medaber. And from here we see that the head is burned separately and the body is burned separately. V'nimtza Damai. The Torah says V'nimtza Damai. Then doesn't say V'nimtza Mi Damai. So we learn from here, Kulai, all of the blood has to be squeezed out. The Pasuk says, the where do we do that? Alkir mizbeach, it has to be done on the wall of the mizbeach. V'loy akir kevish, v'loy akir hechel, not on the wall of the ramp, and not on the wall of the base of mikdash, on the kir of the mizbeach. Veize ze where zakira elyoin, that on the upper half of the mizbeach, or ene elatachten, or maybe we can make an argument that it should be brought on the mitzvah should be done on the bottom half of the mizbeach. The dinhu, we can make such an argument. Ma behema shavos lamala. When we talk about it, a behema, oilus behema, that we spritz the dam in the upper half. Oilosa, the dam is put on the bottom half. The animal's put on the upper half, but the blood is put on the bottom half. Oif, shechatos lamata, that the bird, that the blood is put on the bottom half, and then she'olos lamata, that it should, the olos oif also should be done on bottom. Tamalayim amalach roish victim is beich v'nimtzu dam akim is beich v'chisa chala adatach. We need to understand this pasuk. Pasuk is a difficult pasuk because the pasuk seems to indicate she'acha hik the chayzam amatzah. After we burnt the bird by the olos oif, now we're going to do mitzui. That doesn't make sense. V'chisal adat shlacha hikter choyze matzah. Aloy melach, the teacher's mark, Torah, the Torah is trying to teach us that just like that Torah is done b'roi shem izbeach, af mitzu is done b'roi shem izbeach. Continues the b'raisa, ha-keitzad. So the b'raisa says, how was this done by the oil saif? Ha-yoyal b'kevish. The kohen went up the ramp, or parah l'soiviv, and he walked along the ledge, which is on the upper half of the mizbeach. Ubala lekendramus mizrachis. He comes to the southeast corner. Malikas roshi, he does malika mimol erpoy from the back of the neck. Or mavdal, he separates the top and bottom, the head from the body, and then he does mitzvah adam, al kir hamizbeach, on the wall of the mizbeach. Im osay lamata miraglov, it says the brisa, where is, if he did the oil sa'if, if the kohen walked on the mizbeach, if he was standing on the soiviv, os lamata miraglov, afilo ama, even though he did it ama below his legs, it's still kosher. Why? Because as we've learned many times, the mizbeach was constructed that there was an ama on the bottom. The bottom ama was the yisoid. Then there were five amas. And after there were five amas, then they had the soiviv. So that means if we look at the soiviv is really six amas off the ground. And we're learning here that the avoid of the oil soif has to be done on the upper half. The upper half is as long as you're above five amis, because the whole mizbech was 10 amis. So as long as you're above five amis, then you're okay. If that's the case, now we're fine because we're on the upper half. We're on the upper half. We're still on the upper half in the mizbech. And therefore, if you did the avoida of that, even though l'chatchila, of course, you're supposed to do it on the top of the mizbeach, if you did it there, the halacha is that it's kosher. Rav Nechemi, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Omrim, kol atzma ena nasa el bereishis mizbeach. You can't do it. Has to be done on the top of the mizbeach, not under the soiviv. May benayu, ask the Gemara, what is the basis of their machlokes? Says the Gemara, bai v'rova damri tavayu, oisa marachem al gabi soviv ik benayu. The machlokes is, can one make a place of fire to burn the oil of soif on the soiviv? If you say that you can, that's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. And since they hold you could make a fire there, it's fine. That's where you'll make the fire and that's where you'll bring the carbon. The Rebbe Elazar ben Nechemya hold, you can't make a fire there. So if you can't make a fire there, then there's no option to bring the carbon there. We learned in the Mishnah that when you get to the body of the oil of soif, you remove the Moira and the Noitzah and the Bnei Ma'ayim, and they were all thrown, as we've learned a number of times in the base edition. Tan Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, V'heise Marasa ben Atzosai. What is the Marasa Zuzefik? As we said, it's the crap, which is the place where the animal eats, and the food is stored there. Yochel Yagdir B'sakav Yitlena. You should just take out the Zefik alone. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, V'heises Marasa ben Atzosai, that the Torah is teaching us noitlas and noitzah imoy, you take the noitzah along with the zefek. Abiyos b'chanama, noitla, you take the myra, the zefek, the notl kovana imoy. As we said previously, the way it works with a bird is the food goes into the zefek, the crap, and then it goes into the kurkumin, which is the gizzard, and that's where the food is digested. Dveri b'shmol tana, b'noitzasa, the noitzah shaloi. We only take the feathers that are on top of the zefek and the skin that's on top of the zefek. We don't take all of the feathers and everything that's on the, which is on the rest of the bird. Kaidroi, masakin. So in order to be able to do this, you have to cut it out with a knife. Kamin aruba. You make like a circle, and you remove the zefek, the noitzosoi, from the animal. The Mishnah says, shisa, you're supposed to split the bird into two, v'loy hevdol, but not to completely break into two. The Pasuk says the Braisa Tarabaran, v'shisa oisa b'chnafav, ein shisua ela b'yad. It's supposed to be done by hand, not with an instrument. The Kero Omer, the Pasuk says, by shimshe v'shiseu k'shisa agay, Muma ein biyadei. He just ripped it into pieces with nothing else. Says the Gemara. Loi heises amara. If you didn't take out the myra, and then the Mishnah began a discussion. Why would be the halacha of hivdul b'chatas? You separated the head from the body by a kramachatas, and you didn't separate the head by an oiler. It's possible. So our Mishnah is teaching us that separating by the chattis is no good, possible, and not separating by the oila is also possible. Says the Gemara Masnisan, what we just learned in the Mishnah is the loy Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is not consistent with Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. The Tanya Amar Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Shemati Shemavdilim B'chattis Oif. I heard that you're allowed to cut both simonim and detach the head by chattis oif as well. Ask them on my benayu, and Rashi says the my benayu is not the same as all over Shas. Usually when the Gemara asks my benayu, what the Gemara means to ask is what is the practical difference between these two opinions. Here the definition of my benayu is what is the basis of their machloikus. Says the Gemara, so to understand the Gemara is that the principle that the Gemara wants to follow is there's a difference between, as we've learning quite extensively, between a chattis oif and oilus oif. And the Torah is most concerned that the way that the chattis oif is brought should be different than the way the oilus oif is brought. And therefore, the Tan in our Mishnah who says that a chattis oif cannot be completely separated, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, who we just said, is not concerned with that. Their machloikis is if there are other places in bringing these kabbonis where we will be able to see that this is a chattis oif and an oilus oif. If there's going to be other ways of being able to identify that this is the chattis oif and the oilus oif, then doing something that is not normally done by one and by the other will not be doing it by the chattis oif, even though it's not normally done, will not be so concerning. But if you do it and it will look completely like oilus oif, that's a reason for concern. So says the Gemara Amar of Chizda, the machlokes is mitzui chattis oif ma'ay akif. Must you do mitzui by the chattis oif? That is the machlokes. That is the basis of the machlokes between the Tana, the Mishnah, and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. And the Gemara explains, Tanakam, the Mishnah of the Mishnah holds, Mitzvah Chattis Oif Ma'akev. If you don't do Mitzvah Adam, the carbon is possible. The Kivi, the Mitzvah Adam, since you have to do Mitzvah Adam by Chattis, and you have to do Mitzvah of Adam by Oila, if you're also going to separate the head by the Chattis like by the Oila, Ka'ovid, Maisa Oila, B'Chattis Oif. So as we just said, what's going to end up being is that the two kabbonis will be identical and not acceptable. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon sover mitzvah chattis oif loy makif. You don't have to do, if you didn't do mitzvah adam berachatis, it's kosher. So since it's still kosher, so the way to distinguish between the chattis oif and the oilus oif is by the oilus oif, the mitzui is necessary. By the chattis oif, it's not. And that's the way we could differentiate. And therefore, when somebody cuts the extra simen by the chattis oif, according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, the way that Halacha views that is mechatech pasvamu, who's just cutting some meat away. Rava has a different way. There's a very important halacha by Shchita, and that is there's an isser of Shia. If somebody paused any place during the Shchita is not a kosher Shchita. And the machloikus is shia besimet sheni ba'olus oif ma'akvi. If when you're cutting the two simonim, which was saying that when you bring olus oif, you have to cut both simonim, which is the same way when we shech that animal. If you take a pause in between, will that disqualify the carbon or not? That is the basis of the machloikus between the Tanakama and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. And this is the halach is that when you cut one simon, there's always going to be a delay in cutting the second simon. Tanakam is over shiva simon sheni ba'olus oif loy ma'akvi. That isn't the problem. Vafagav the shia, and therefore, just like by chattis, certainly there is no problem, because by chattis you only have to cut one simon. So by both of them you're going to do it. Covered nasa oil bechatis. We're going to be bringing the kabbonis the same way. In order to differentiate, the way the differentiation can be accomplished is by the chatis oif. You're not separating the head, and by the oil soif you are separate. The Lezer Shimon Tzavim Akiv. By the oil soif, Shia is an issue. So therefore, by oil soif you're not allowed to do Shia. By Chatzis soif, since you're only required to do one simon, there is no concern of Shia. So that's where the Shia is what differentiates the Chatzis soif from the oil soif according to the Lezer of Shimon and Chatzis ba'almahu. A third opinion and explaining the basis of the machlokes of the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. Abaye Omer, Roy Basar, the meat that's around the simonim ma'akif, by chatas, must they be cut away or not? That is the basis of the machlokes between the Tanakama, between the Tan of the Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. And that will be the basis for the machlokes in regarding being ma'abdal. The opinion of Elazar of Shimon is that since that you cut away that meat, it's cutting away the meat is similar to Shia, and therefore that will differentiate, and therefore you could be mavdal by chatas. Tana the Mishnah says you don't cut the meat, and therefore the Tana the Mishnah says you cut the meat by both of them, and therefore we need to look for something else to differentiate them. Says the Gemara, look to this machlokes, actually the machlokes of Zeir of Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, Charama. Shia b'simen sheni ba'olos oif ma'akevik b'nayu. That's one opinion that we just learned. And that Abayas. And one said that the basis of the machlokes was roi bos ma'akevik b'nayu. Says the Gemara. Mechlal, the be'inen roi bos b'tchila. Everybody agrees that you have to cut away most of the meat. In. It says the Gemara, indeed that's the case. V'tanya here, v'tanya's araya. Ketz amalka chatas oif. How should the malika be done? You cut through the spine and the neck bone, the loy roy basar, without touching the meat, without cutting away the meat, and then you get to one of the two simonim. You just cut one simon, a rubai. You don't even have to cut mi'ikra hadin, the whole simon. Roy with the simon is adequate. The roy basar imai, and then you take the meat along with it. Ba'ayla, that's by chatos. Ba'ayla, you have to cut shnayim, arayv shnayim. So here, that we see clearly that only by the chatos does the meat have to be cut away, and not by the ayla. If that's the case, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says, I have a way to differentiate between the chatos oif and the ayla soif. And since we have a way of differentiating, if you cut both simonim by the chatos, the carbon will still be a kosher carbon.